I'm delighted. I'm very tired, but yeah, I'm just over the moon. I just think it's incredibly exciting, and you know, I my faith in the British public has been restored. I didn't really believe at the start of this night that it was going to happen, and now that it has happened, I'm just can't wait to see what's going to happen in the future.
I think that's the big question now from everybody who's been following this: is what happens next? Because it is uncharted territory.
Completely uncharted. I mean, it's unprecedented within the EU. I think that now that we have decided that our destiny is outside the EU, it's important. There's two things that are important. The first thing is that everyone unites behind this decision made by the British people, that people in the Remain camp accept that that is the decision of the will of the people, and we get unite behind our efforts to negotiate as good a deal as possible with the EU. But the second thing is to regard the EU not as our enemy, to regard it as our friends, which they have been telling us they are, and I believe that is the case. So to make sure that there is no rancour in this, that this is an amicable divorce and separation. And I think that is clearly possible.
Well, people would be worried, certainly with the immediate impact of it all. They're looking at the strength of the pound this morning. How does that recover?
Well, here's the thing. You know, we cannot allow the money markets to dictate democracy. Democracy is about every individual having the same power to affect the destiny of their country. And it would simply be wrong to say that, oh, well, for fear of the money markets going down and the value of the pound, we have to change our opinion on something. The sovereign will of the people is what matters. The money markets will come round in time, probably sooner than you think. We have a very strong economy. It will be even stronger outside the EU. And we will prove to the world that we are a country that is deserving of investment and of confidence as it ever was within the EU.
And we when we look at the Scottish result, all 32 regions voting in favour of Remain. You were obviously leading the charge for a Leave vote in Scotland. Why have we seen such a big difference north and south of the border?
It's not that big a difference. And the more than 1 million Scots who voted to leave, their voice has been heard in the national decision. And it would be a very odd decision by any politician to dismiss more than 1 million votes. You know, nearly 40% of Scots voted Leave. That's a very substantial part of the population. And I think it'd be absurd to say that their voice didn't matter. Yes, because of it was a binary choice. So, yeah, you know, the Remain side won every single local authority. But we weren't voting as local authorities. We're voting as individuals.